on a late Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to this edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in here. Yes, I said it, on a late Wednesday afternoon I'm doing this show here. Maybe a wee bit earlier than I'm normally doing it in the evening time, but under the weather here, make sure I'm getting my proper rest and doing what the doctor said. I think it's a good thing. How about you? Hope you're feeling fine here on this Wednesday. I might be clearing my throat a little bit more than not, but please bear with me here. I'm trying to get over some illness here. And it's not major, but it's major enough for me to be taking medication for here. And I thank the doctors, all of them, for looking after me while I'm getting this done here. The Detroit Lions announced today that Jared Goff, well, not really yesterday, let's say Tuesday, which is yesterday, he was nominated for the team nomination for the Walter Payton Award. The man of the year. That's presented by Nationwide. He was considered the league's most prestigious honor. The Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award is presented by Nationwide in recognition of an NFL player for outstanding community service activities on and off the field, as well as excellence on the field there. Speaking of excellence on the field, the Detroit Lions showed their excellence this past Sunday with a huge win, a lot of accolades throughout the league, and then some of the Lions being for real. Well, when you make the adjustments like you should, you could be for real too here. And the Lions have done that. Today was the first day of practice. Many of the Lions who basically need to get the rest, one of the names were given to me was Jeff Okuda. He has an illness right now here. Along with many who are sitting out doing little work or no work at all. Wednesday is normally the beginning of the practice week. Hopefully that list that I receive from players not practicing will get better throughout the rest of the week, because Friday is the big day when they let you know if you can or if you cannot, you know, go through the motions of being on the field and playing in the game. Lions will be playing the Minnesota Vikings here at Ford Field this upcoming Sunday, 1 o'clock. Be there. Hopefully yours truly will be there as well. The NFL on Monday flexed the Week 15 matchup schedule between the Washington Commanders and the New York Giants into an 8:20 Eastern Time Sunday Night Football game slot on NBC. The New England Patriots-Las Vegas Raiders game was initially scheduled for December the 18th. That now will be played at 4:05 on Fox. The league announced three other Saturday matchups for December the 17th. The Saturday matchup game, by the way, will not be televised nationally here. The Indiana Colts will be playing the Minnesota Vikings. That's at 1 o'clock. The Baltimore Ravens will be playing the Cleveland Browns this particular day. That's at 4:30. And the Miami Dolphins will take on the Buffalo Bills in the high-stake AFC East match at 8:15. All three games will be played on the NFL Network. So you have the NFL Network, you're in like Flint. And over the airwaves on the local markets of that one particular game. For instance, if you live in Indianapolis, you will receive the Indianapolis-Minnesota game on your local network in Indianapolis, and nobody else will, unless you have, again, the NFL Network over the air in your market there or from your cable provider there. Fans outside, I will repeat this again, fans outside the local market without the NFL Network will have to make alternative plans to access the game. Maybe a bar, maybe a restaurant, you name the joint, you can figure it out. In the AFC, the players of the week are the following: Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, the Raiders defensive end Chandler Jones, and the Browns wide receiver Donovan Peoples-Jones, which is a special teams guy there. They were all named the AFC Players of the Week for week number 13. The Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, the 49ers defensive lineman Nick Bosa, and the Lions kicker Michael Bagley, who's on special teams as a kicker, were named the NFC Players of the Week for week number 13. Tomorrow we'll be going into week number 14. So there. And I kind of found out, you know, they showed a game on, I think, Amazon or something like that there. But after the game is over, normally the NFL Network, way late night, maybe a little after 1 o'clock that morning or something, will replay the game. So if you got a Friday off or go to bed early, set your alarm clock to get up and watch the game, or you have the guts to do that, most of us don't, you can get away with that. Think about it. But I'm just telling you, the game showed on there. Trey Turner, a lightning-fast shortstop. I'm talking about baseball news now because the baseball meetings are going on. They started Sunday. I did not say anything about that on the Sunday show, which I forgot to write it in the script, but I'm going to bless you now with a whole lot of news from the baseball meetings and then some there. Trey Turner, the lightning-fast shortstop who has been on the perimeter as the most valuable player candidate, has made a deal with the Philadelphia Phillies, according to ESPN News, and just passing. Turner is reportedly to be signing an 11-year, $300 million deal on the team. The contract include a full no-trade clause. Oh, my. Wait, there's more. Jacob DeGrom, he's leaving the Mets. He's signing a massive 5-year deal with the Texas Rangers. The Mets are going to replace him. Guess who they replaced him with? Justin Verlander, who signed a 2-year agreement with the 3rd-year vesting option, as first reported by SNY's Andy Marino there. Now on Tuesday, the Cubs have made an agreement for a 1-year deal with former Dodgers outfielder first baseman Cody Bellinger. Boy, the list is long, ladies and gentlemen. Just hang in there with me. That was reported by Chicago's Gordon Whitmire. That was confirmed just a few minutes ago as I got that confirmation there before I went on the air. In addition to Aaron Judge, sweepstakes is over, and despite all the kinds of confusing reports about him going to the Bay Area and San Francisco there, ain't going to happen. On Tuesday afternoon, that was an announcement was made. Oh, he was going to San Francisco. He signed with them. He's staying in the Big Apple, boys and girls. They got a middle-of-the-night agreement made, and the slugger agreed to a massive 9-year deal worth $360 million. This is early Wednesday morning, I would say that. CBS News HQ, Jim Boughton confirmed that particular information. Tuan Walker is going to the Phillies. Mike Hagler is going to the Giants. The St. Louis Cardinals is bringing the catcher, and he's a well-known guy to replace Yadier Molina, who's retired now. Wilson Contreras has reported to sign a 5-year deal worth $87.5 million to join the Cardinals. That took place today, as per ESPN, Jeff Passett. And if you want to know about the draft, that was done late Tuesday night. And this is the deal, boys and girls. The Pirates won the first ever MLB draft lottery. They get the number one pick in the 2023 draft. Next will be the National Washington Nationals. Third will be the Detroit Tigers. Fourth will be the Texas Rangers. And the Twins follow up with number 5. That's all I'm going to give you, this X number of teams in Major League Baseball. I'm going to give you the first 5. Of course, if you're locally like I am, you're interested in Detroit Tigers and what they're going to do when they get the draft pick. Hopefully, it'll be a good one and some decent one and some local talent as well. I'm wishing. A special committee unanimously elected Fred McGriff to the Baseball Hall of Fame on Sunday. Fred McGriff, 59 years old, played 19 seasons from 1986 to 2004 with the Toronto Blue Jays, the San Diego Padres, the Atlanta Braves, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Chicago Cubs, and the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's been around. He's known for a stint with the Braves where he made 3 of his 5 All-Star appearances and won a World Series in 1995. He anchored first base for the Braves from 1993 to 97, a 5-year span that saw him win 4 divisional titles and 2 National League pennants. The 1994 playoffs were canceled, of course, because of the player's strike. If you can remember that far. I couldn't remember until I had to read it up again. McGriff finished his year with a slashing batting average of .284 with 493 home runs and 1,500 and some change in RBIs with 72 steals. He was a 2-time home run champion where he led the American League in 89 with the Blue Jays with 36 and the National League with the Padres with 35. He won 2 Silver Sluggers Awards. I remember Fred McGriff very well. He was a heck of a nice guy. I think my biggest moment with Fred McGriff is when I was doing radio in Detroit. And a long radio show. I was a sports director, and I decided on my radio show on Saturday afternoon at WHFR, to bring my son aboard, which the Tigers agreed, gave him a credential. I put him on the field at the time, if you can remember. Fred McGriff was also doing skits and also commercials for the Crime Dog. McGriff the Crime Dog. And Fred McGriff was part of that there, you know, getting kids to be nice to cops and cops be nice to kids and don't be afraid of police officers. The list goes on and on, and following the rules and stuff like that there. I still look at the picture right in my living room here. My son holding a microphone, asking Fred McGriff a lot of questions and stuff, and he was very decent and great. The list goes on, and he ended up doing the post-game show at that time. After I did my interview, they asked me permission to allow him to come on the show on their post-game, the Seattle Devil Rays, as they were called at that time. And, yes, he did that. I let him do it. Plus a nice spirited argument with the Tampa Bay manager, I think it's Roxgardner or whatever. I forget how to pronounce his name, but a spirited argument with him on the bench there, which players were just laughing their head off there. They were arguing where the Devil Rays come from, and my kid was right. And the manager was wrong, and they still had a spirited conversation, which I'll never forget here. And my kid was on, by the way, Scooter, my son, was at that time only 7 years old when he did the interview. I was very proud of him. He did all the legwork just like his daddy did, man. You know, hey, I'm so proud of him. Let me go on. The Red Wings maintain a pressure and composure and a well-deserved 4-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. Get ready to say the Devil Rays, but the Tampa Bay Lightning. And right now they got together 2 victories in a row on their first 2 games on their road trip here. Boy, oh boy, isn't that something? Can't get any better than that. And by the way, the Pistons, they won last night also in Florida. They caught fire as Bojan Bogdanovic caught fire from the 3-point line. chipped in 31 points. He was 12 of 16 in field goals and 7 of 9 from three-point shooting. I'm talking about hot shooting. Boy, oh boy. He had 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 steals in 30 minutes. That is taking over. But if that's what it takes, the Pistons won. And then, yes, indeed, boys and girls, the Pistons showed some defense. They beat the Heat by a final score of 116-96. The fourth quarter was the big quarter for the Pistons there. Oh, boy. 7 triples on 9 attempts. That was goody. Pistons are not out of the water yet. They're in New Orleans. They'll play tonight against New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans there. So, yes, they're on a back-to-back road trip as well here. The University of Detroit men's basketball team will finish up their final four road games of non-conference series season games within the next 2 weeks, starting a trip in Tulsa tonight. That game is set for 8 p.m. at Reynolds Center, and that will be aired on ESPN+. Fans can also listen to it here locally on WLQV 92.7 FM and 1500 AM Faith Talk Radio Detroit, and listen to the booming voice of the Detroit Mercy basketball extraordinaire Dan Hastings there. And by the way, Detroit Mercy's Anton Davis is on the brink of being one of the most prolific scorers in NCAA history. On December 1st, he came back being on the Rising League all-time leading scorer. He surpasses previous records of 2,914 points set it by Loyola's Alfric Hughes. He played through 1981 to 1985. He currently sits, and I'm talking about Davis, at 2,942 points, just putting him 58 points behind becoming the 11th player in NCAA history to score 3,000 points. Maybe it's go 58 tonight. I doubt it. But you better believe the next game we'll all be looking in on it. Big time in the Rock. Finally. Oh, I didn't take no World Cup stuff there because I'm going to kind of wait to Sunday on that there. Spain is not in it. Could you believe that? Spain is not in it. Portugal is. And without Ronaldo playing one doggone stinking minute of that game. But his replacement had a hat trick, man. I love soccer. You know, I love it, especially when it comes down to the big deal games there that they play. It's just so refreshing and invigorating and whatnot there. But we'll find out why Ronaldo is on the bench and how he's going to stay on the bench. Hopefully, Portugal may not have to use him if Portugal is playing this hot, exciting game like they have been doing in the past here. Because they look like, to me, the favorites is going to win it all. That's just my opinion there. But, again, I've been wrong before there. I think that cranks up again on Saturday. We'll be going through the quarterfinals. After that, the semifinals. After that, the third-place team. And then after that, the finals. It won't be long. The 18th will be here, and it'll be all over. And then what you going to do? You know, this is my final story of the night here on Butcher on Sports, or late this afternoon. Running back Blake Corum was not named to the Heisman finalist list on Monday. I'm going to let you know who the four finalists are. They're George Stetson Bennett, TCU's Max Duggan, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, and USC Caleb Williams. The winners will be named to the Heisman Trophy presentation 8 o'clock on Saturday. And I have not watched the Heisman Trophy winner for the last, I would say, 5 years. And this is the reason why. You know, Blake Corum did not get hurt until the final regular season game against Ohio State. Still, it was a good company, one of the leading rushers in the country. And for the life of me, they got 3 damn quarterbacks here. All of them are quarterbacks. And it seems like that's always the most valuable player. When it comes down to a running back or a wide receiver or a defensive lineman, they don't have the guts to kind of put them in the forefront there. And many of these people are, you know, in Michigan's case, you know, you got to tip your hat off to Edwards to come on in there and still do the layman job that Corum was doing. So, yes, you can kind of say that position there, and if I was going to give a bid for a Heisman Trophy, it would be the offensive line of the University of Michigan, who does a fantastic job of blocking for all the running backs. But Blake Corum not included? Are they on drugs or something? I can't watch that. I'm sorry. And no disrespect to the ones they elected, but I have a problem with how they elect this stuff there. And it's just getting cornier and cornier every single freaking year. And the network's got something to do with it. Shame on them. Shame on them. I'm done with this abortion of Butcher on Sports. I'm going to get my voice and my lungs and everything together so I can make it downtown for the Detroit Lions, Minnesota Viking game. Then later on that evening, about 6 o'clock, the Lakers are in town against the Pistons. I don't want to miss that, so I'm going to get in bed, do well, drink plenty of soup, and and be nice. So Butcher on Sports is always a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check out Butcher on Facebook, always on Facebook, always. Just check me out. Or you can go to my homepage, okay, at Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToO.Podomatic.com. Or you can go to the Game Sports Show or the GameSportsShow.Podbean.com. And check me out there. And along with the other Smorky's Boys and shows of the Game Sports Shows and the Game Sports Show Network, incredible shows like In the Pocket and et cetera, stuff like that there. You can check it all out there. It's all on there ready for you to digest here. Hey, have a very, very good Wednesday early. I hear it's going to snow in southeast Michigan, maybe it's some slush. I don't know. But it's going to get cold next week, so enjoy the week of the 40-plus degree weather here we have in the state of Michigan until it gets cold. And again, have a very good long weekend, okay, boys and girls? Check me out on Sunday on Butcher on Sports. I will be on the air, and late that is, but we'll do another edition of this show here. Hey, have a great one, okay? All righty now.